And now that you say that, yeah, you gotta love those people that, you know, point you your faults and let you know what you're doing right or wrong. And yeah, it's just so important.
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate your thoughts and your wisdom and everything you bring to our show. You know, your son had me dancing around the house as usual. And yeah, it's just pretty motivational. Get up and move. Because sometimes we do get too static and we get like in a rut. And yeah, we just sometimes we just gotta do that. Get up and move. And you're a very good example of that. With all that you've gone through, all the physical misery that you've had to endure, and yet you're getting out there, you're going out on your electric bike and droning around. It's just amazing. So lots of appreciation, lots of thanks to you, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you again sometime soon. Soon as possible, and listen to some more of your awesome music that you pick us.
I thank you guys there at the station and the listeners all around. Thank you for your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers, mm-hmm. and love. And I send it all back to you tenfold. Mm-hmm. I mean, a hundredfold.
Wow.
Tenfold is too small.
Well, we really appreciate that, and we send you lots more love too. And we'll have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay. All right, that was Shkwait Shachlach from Goishkana, BC. And yeah, just always amazing when we get to hear from him.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get to hopefully Lady Fima coming up next, and we're going to play a song for her from Justin Johnson, and his song is called When That Full Moon Rises, and it's a pretty special one, so let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. All right.
Yeah.
That was Justin Johnson. When that full moon rises.
I like the way that felt, unless you heard anything funky.
And we were able to get a hold of Lady Fima. And how are you doing, Lady Fima?
Hello. Sorry, give me 1 second. I'm in the elevator.
Okay.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was going to talk to Celia also about the Minicata. The Muse, you were calling them, right?
Yes, using Minicata. If you've never been to Minicata, I really encourage people to go. It's just a really special park in Coquitlam, but it's a nature park.
And there's an event coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, there's... It's not an event per se, but if you go to the park and in the afternoon, you will see that you'll be able to enjoy nature with the sunshine and everything. But we're working on developing some songs. It's not a public event at this point, but eventually we will have some songs available on artists that have been inspired by Minicata. So that's the big thing, is that just... Go out there, if you're a musician, go out there, and I would really strongly encourage. I think that she would be a great inspiration, this Minicata. I might be a little bit biased, but...
Yeah.
She's just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, there was two then. There's two things that's happening. Her, and we also have a music thing that's coming up that's... They're trying to create a song for...
That's part of what this is.
Oh,
but
it is.
This is more of a like a private little casual group that will be going there on the weekend, and so it's not an event per se, but I encourage people to go, especially if you're an artist, to go to the park and just enjoy her. And then eventually we will have the music that some of these artists have created through the process of songwriting.
And so, is it a public event? Is it an invite?
There's no public event happening this weekend.
Okay.
But going to the park is a public thing that you can go do.
Yeah.
But what I'm going with it is just that she... art is a great way to connect with nature too.
Mm-hmm.
If you you know, it's just another way, right? So the songs will come out, and I don't know, maybe you'll hear them here. I'm not sure, but if you go to minicata.ca, eventually, like about mid-June onwards, we may be putting some music on our website, and it'll be produced from people who have been inspired by her.
Mm.
But it's going to be a sunny weekend, so I recommend
enjoying
going out there Saturday or Sunday or whatever. And
yeah, I think everybody's going to be flooding out to the sun and the beaches.
Yeah. The beaches, yes, for sure.
There.
Yeah, so then
all the parks will
parks
be full.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we live in a great part of the world to be able to do that.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But everybody be safe out there.
That's right. Be safe and be kind to nature and people and everybody else.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we must be getting ready for Lady Fima to be ready. I don't know if she's ready. Oh, she's ready.
Yeah.
Yay. Welcome to Free Voices, Lady Fima.
Thank you very much. Thank you. My greeting and my love and respect to the station, to you, Chief, and all the friends accompany the station, basically, and the whole crew and respected listeners across the country and outside of the country. Yes, please.
Yes,
please forgive me for the background of the sounding. I don't know even which floor I am.
Okay, I'll try keep it from getting too staticky.
Yes.
But yes. Yeah, we have a subject, and it's on self-reflection. So we'd love to hear some words from you on that.
Absolutely. Same as usual, your topic and the music is outstanding, and it's very educational and brings a lot of education and awareness, not only to myself, but also in the public. Mm. I thank you for that.
Mm.
Reflection is the subject, basically. It's at our own journey. Each one of us, we are facing it. And the best result that we can get out of it, basically, is just be focused on our own journey. I realize that in the society, in the neighborhood community, everyone, especially with the internet, they are so attracted to the outside, neighbor, next door, next week. I kindly record, you know, suggesting, you know, if you want to really reach in the goal, because we will be distracted by all these categories. And if we focus at our own area, at our own place and journey, like, you know, the number of the people in diversity that I'm going to share it with you, is when we focus with them, you know, with ourselves, then we reach the goal. Then we, that reflection, it means it will take a place. In such a journey, like when there is a, you know, when the sun is shining, and if you're sitting in the car, the, you know, the reflection, the sun is hitting the glass, and you're sitting in the, you know, your next, if you're sitting in the car and you're looking at the front is another car, you see the sun is reflecting to the glass. It's shining to the glass, and that reflection is coming back towards to you, which is very powerful, which is a lot of life. And that light is so, is too much, is enjoyable, is wonderful, but it's too much on our system that we try to avoid it in some way. But that is the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And if we focus on that one, this reflection, it is exactly what we do in at our own daily life. Mm-hmm. Like Ernie Phillips, I go back to the landowner of the country, Ernie Phillips, indigenous, aboriginal, a leader that Canada established and printed this coin 45 years ago, maybe longer. That was the time I was witnessed by this significant leader. And another one, Tina Turner, international singer that everyone knows, well known. Anna Marcus, international world achiever, Irish dancing, that she represented Canada in the world. Terry Fox, the young one, that he run with one leg, crawled, and with the disease that he was fighting, he run across the country, and he made huge impact and differences in the world. And Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer of the human rights at the United Nations. These few people that I mentioned, they are intelligent, they're very intelligent people, and they focus with their own goals, and their reflection of their action brought huge impact in the world and for the humanity. After all, I can say, and very proudly, that I am witness such a huge diversity, that they bring a huge reflection and, you know, a style in the society, and they have been recognized because they focus on their own great cause and the self-reflection. I am sure when they focus with their own goal, with their own talent, that reflection happens. But that, you know, is going back, they are going to that mirror, they are going to that light of sunshine. The sunshine is shining on the glass or the mirror, and the reflection is coming back to us, which is the light. Is the light is everything. Mm-hmm. It's just positivity. Is breathing. It brings life to the Mother Earth, basically. And I am very privileged that I have been witness such a wonderful nationwide, and to be witness and to be among them. And for me, it still is a learning lesson. And after all, I am the student of mankind, and I still continuing my student life of learning, basically.
Mm.
And we are the, after all, we are the branches of one tree. Let's reflect on the society, in the neighborhood, in the community, that with the light and the positivity. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, that's Thank so you. Beautiful. That's so interesting, because we were just talking about light, and especially from the sun, because it has
yes.
vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
it's so integral for all of us in life and humanity, and you know, just for oxygen to be made. Mm-hmm. You need sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
We need sunlight. The whole
yes.
world needs light. And it's the start of life for all of,
mm-hmm.
you know, the whole world, mankind, all the inhabitants of the world. We're so reliant on light. And for you to bring that up and, mm-hmm. and share that with us, it's just so incredible, amazing. It just kind of shows how important that we need that self-reflection and to have that light, and to be able to reflect the light that we receive out to other people,
mm-hmm.
and to people around us. It just creates this world a very positive and a wonderful place that it should be.
Yeah, and inspiring others too.
Yes, it sure yeah. does. And we really thank you for coming on our show live each
oh, you're
time
welcome.
And sharing your wisdom and mm-hmm. your positivity and just enthusiasm, and also all the hard work that you do. You go out and you call all these famous people, and
yes.
you try to get them onto our show, and it's going to be working very soon. They'll be calling us pretty soon. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, and it's just inspiring that you're always willing to go out and try and make these things happen, and so far you've done a terrific, amazing job.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, you're welcome. And yeah, we're gonna have to say bye for now, and we know you're very busy, and we can hear all your business going on. So we're gonna have to let you go for now, and
yes, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you kindly. Have a great day.
Yeah, lots of love to you, and have a great weekend and week, and we'll be looking forward to hearing again from you next week.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah.
You know, my love and respect to each one of you, and peace for the world. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye.
Yeah. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen from all over the world, that was Lady Fahima. And just so much inspiring words, and just awesome. So we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me, or any one of us, at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, we're back. And yeah, I just wanted to touch on a little bit of what you were saying before when we were going through the references about,
right.
you know, the pills and all that. And you made reference of the red pill, blue pill.
In the Matrix.
In the Matrix, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was such an incredible movie,
mm-hmm.
and very reflective of what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And we have that those decisions.
Yeah, choice points.
And it's just something that we all have that choice in our lives in choosing even some of our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Because not all the time that we can control them.
Right.
But we do have the times when we wake up and we can decide whether, you know, we're going to be happy or we're going to be sad or whatever. Whatever's we go through our lives and things that affect us, we can decide to let them control us. For instance, there's a lot of road rage that goes on out there, and mm-hmm. and I see a lot of it and I get a lot of the brunt of it.
Yeah, I guess.
But, you know, I've learned not to let it get me carried away, because I used to be one of the worst ones out there on the road.
And that's also another circuitry, so it can also be addictive. It feels good to give someone else, like, it's not, there can be a bit of a payoff to go, wah!
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, rage at someone, and then whew, you kind of almost get a hit
mm-hmm.
of power, but it's not real power. It's kind of like a fake power of sorts. I don't want to say fake power, but it's a fast food power, let's just
say.
Kind
yeah.
of, you know?
I think it's okay, like if I was alone most of the time and, you know, I was blown up and doing all that, at least I'm the only audience. I'm the only one, you know, getting that dopamine.
Right. Yes,
but, you know, sometimes there's people around us and, you know, if they're witnessing it and that's what I noticed in myself, like people would be like getting affected by, you know, the extreme road rage that I would be going through. And I learned after a while that, man, what I'm doing is affecting, you know, people around me.
Yeah. And I mean, I have a great example, a very quick one, hopefully. When my dad was dying and he was in the hospital, I was going to see him almost every night after work. And, you know, I was tired because I wasn't sleeping properly and, you know, everything else. And I was trying to be a good driver. But honestly, at one point I was driving on a road that had two lanes, but the dots, I didn't, they were kind of worn out. And I wasn't really driving on one lane or the other. And this guy, I looked in my rearview mirror and I saw this guy kind of tailgating me and acting really agitated. And I realized. So I corrected myself. And he came up beside me and he was so mad. And I wasn't looking at him, but out of the side of my eyes, I could kind of see all this movement. I knew what he was signaling. And I looked and it was so intense that my expression was that of surprise, because I was so tired that I didn't even have any energy to kind of get angry back.
Mm-hmm.
And the look on my face, and we had that moment, and he kind of just stopped doing what he was doing because it was such an unusual reaction to what he was doing. But what I'm saying is, like, in his mind, it's like, this person, like, how could she be so selfish, hogging the road? But what was going on for me is I was just exhausted.
Yeah.
So we all have that. We try to do our best, and sometimes we're not good drivers. And that was one of those days for me.
Yeah.
But it was good for me to see that, because I was on the other end, and then it's like, oh. So when I'm judging someone else and starting to get mad, I can remember, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know, but I have no idea. I've got a story running, right?
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to say goodbye to everybody, and we're going to play one last song from Unto Others, and it's called Over Western Shores.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go away with that. Thank you, everyone, for joining us out there over the world. Thank you, Magnus, Conovar, Jesse, Robin, all the volunteers up here that help us continue and
make
keep going.
Happen.
Yeah, and lots of appreciation to everybody.
Yeah.
And so.
And thank you, listeners.
Yeah, thank you, listener, for being so dedicated and giving us your ears and time.
Mm-hmm.
So here's Unto Others, Over Western Shores.
Mm.
Listen and enjoy, everyone.
Bye for now.
Bye for now. We'll be right back. goodbye, everyone.